Radio's Happy Hour Show with Nancy and Lisa, and we're so excited about our next guest, Lucinda Wright. She is the co-founder of Cask and Kettle. Seriously, we're talking about some hard coffee and cool cider cocktails. And it's so easy. You just pop it in your Keurig and you're happy all day. I'm just saying, it's very cool. Go to caskandkettleusa.com and welcome Lucinda. How are you?
Good evening, ladies. I'm following a really tough act. That was a beautiful song.
Isn't it? She's
awesome.
Wasn't
that awesome?
Yeah.
Miss Freddie. I mean, they call her the Lady of the Blues for Pittsburgh, and she really is, you know.
Beautiful.
Awesome music. And listen, y'all create some awesome cocktails.
I know. We could listen to that music and kick back with our boozy brews for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think we do?
Me too. I'm doing it right now. So I'm calling, in from Michigan.
What are you having right now? What do you have?
I'm going with the hot blonde. Our hot blonde.
I love the hot blonde.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, it just depends on my mood. Yeah,
Mexican
depending
coffee.
On my mood.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, which one do you like best?
Mexican coffee. I just like
Okay.
Give them away. We both love the blonde, but
actually, we love them all.
We did. We had a good time because the mint patty is good. Irish coffee.
I like that
There's
too.
Times where Irish coffee just kind of gets you all settled. But I just want to. I want people to understand this because you got your typical Keurigs. Then you've got a Keurig that you could travel, and we travel full time. We're on the road 100%. And let me tell you, nobody knows.
I know. Nobody knows what we're doing.
What you call
I know.
The Keurig.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get that all the time. I'm a popular woman. So in that innocent looking K-pod, as you know, we have liquid distilled spirits, different types, and I'll, take everyone through it. So liquid, about a shot, about an ounce of liquid distilled spirits. Then in the four hard coffees, we have a concentrated liquid coffee, different ones depending, and then concentrated natural flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, innocent, and you just pop it in, hit the button, and really all you're doing is just diluting it. All you're doing is adding water. So more water makes it less strong, less water makes it more strong. And if you don't have a Keurig, like back when we used to be able to, drink and fly, I would take it on because it gets through TSA, just ask for hot water. You just puncture the top and then dump it in a mug, add hot water. Some people go cold. I don't get it. I'm a hot girl all the way. But if you have to, the kids are doing it, whatever, you can add cold water and ice because it's liquid. So super easy through the Keurig, or just peel, pour, kettle in hot water, nuke it, and then add whatever you want. Add creamer, whipped cream, ice cream, whatever your gig is. Mm. More booze, a boozy, liqueur, all kinds of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you this: we've been in the Pacific Northwest for 3 months of rain, and we do love it here.
It's very cold.
So please don't take this wrong, but we did go through some snow, a little bit of snow, and really cold mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, when we were in Wisconsin a couple of years for winter, there was snow, and I suddenly learned about Midwest snow and shoveling snow, like real snow, not California snow, not the real stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
You're
in Michigan.
Michigan, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, no screw
well,
around. Hotties, yeah, no screw around here.
Nancy, and I get asthma, and the way to open my lungs. And so Nancy's like, you're going to go shovel snow, and everybody's giving me all these instructions. This is before the ice decided to fall off the house. So she made me toddies, and I was the happiest snow shoveler on the block. But then in the Pacific Northwest, we got our, and I love the packaging, right? This is, it's awesome packaging. It is just,
thank you.
This is really quality what you've done. And so, because you got to protect the goods, and you protect the goods. You protect the goods.
Yeah, for sure.
And it makes
for
great
sure.
gifts, the way the packaging is, too,
Yep.
But it was one of those mornings, and Nancy, because the coffee part is decaf. in the
pot. It is. This is
good.
Nighttime. This is nighttime kickback chill drinking.
Well,
this is bonfire. This is curl up in the book, or you have your girls over or whatever. This is let the day go. So you're right. The coffees are decaf.
But
lots of people drink it as a nightcap.
They don't want it. They don't want that extra coffee thing at the end of the night. And then some people can't drink caffeine. But we cheated one morning because it was cold. It was snowy. We were just done. And Nancy said, all right. So she made a pot of coffee. And guess what went in our cups of coffee? And
we were dumped in the pod. You dumped in the pod.
It
was
a weekend. We had a weekend.
Yeah.
It was
morning
so good.
We had a happy. Normally we do champagne on Sundays. We love our champagne Sundays, but it just didn't feel champagne-y, and so we did our cask and kettle. But,
well, does this make me a bad person that I'm a double-fisted drinker? So I like a mimosa or champagne as much as the other person, but I also got to have, like, a hot brew, too. So I've been known to order both and just alternate drinking them. Is that a bad thing? Because I
do that.
You know what? You're only a bad person if you do bad things.
Yeah, right.
And that's not
good.
A bad thing.
That's not a bad thing.
I, you know what, and we're coming back to Michigan. You guys are doing some amazing things in Michigan in regards to the food and beverage industry as a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when we started the show like 15 years ago, but I remember we had some distillers come on the show, people making organic teas and really doing it like we're talking true farm to table and crafted. So you teamed up with a distillery to really do this. It's not just like here we're throwing some booze in with some coffee stuff. No, this is quality.
Yeah, there's like eight to ten ingredients each. It took us a year and a half to develop these recipes because we have to get in that tiny little pod. Yeah,
sure.
It's not easy to get something in that tiny little pod that can withstand dilution with water and still be, you know, great tasting. Because I'm a diva about my coffee. I'm a diva about my cocktails. And so we worked really, really hard. So Temperance Distilling, I'll let you absorb the irony of that. And Temperance Michigan.
That's why I thought the giggles
funny,
on that
right?
from the very beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our distillery, and they're great partners to work with. But yeah, it took us a year and a half, and as you know, obviously I'm one of the co-founders and CEO, and less than 1% of the businesses in distilled spirits are women owned and run. And lots of times, you know, in the trade, they think I'm, in their words, the sales lady. I get people saying, your boss Pete, our COO, your boss Pete told me blah, blah, blah. And I just, so they think it's funny that they, that other people think that they're my boss. But yeah, it's an interesting industry. I come out of food and beverage. Matter of fact, I worked 25 years. I'm turning 60 this summer, and I worked 25, 30 years in non-alcoholic food and beverage. And when this idea
came along,
we always said, we help other people realize their dreams and help them start companies, and I've run businesses. Mm. So the other co-founders and I worked in innovation and said, okay, if we find the big idea, we'll do it. I have to admit, I didn't think at this stage of my life I would be in a startup, which is, incredibly difficult challenge, but super rewarding. But we did it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
And you just have to persevere.
Your pods are recyclable?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have two people on my staff that have sustainability degrees. Yeah, out of University of Minnesota.
I love that.
Our packaging is 98% recyclable. And because we're liquid, too, what the Keurig does is just washes the pot out. So it's all cleaned out, ready to go, nothing icky in there. We make it really easy for someone to just peel the lid off, recycle it. And then we're always working with new innovative packaging companies to push for better and better packaging. We would do that no matter what, and we feel we feel dedicated to that. But what we have now is in fact recyclable. I just try to encourage people to recycle. So we've done it, and now we just need to join hands and do it. Put the effort into recycling, and we can all make big things happen together.
You know, it's something, the question is, travel. Go ahead, Nancy.
I was going to say, people get caught up in, is it recyclable? Is it not? Now that makes the whole thing so hard. So I'm not going to recycle. You know?
Yeah. No.
Like,
don't
on,
do
people.
It. Right.
Come on.
Right.
Well, it's not that hard.
But it is interesting because the thing, we travel full time, and, you know, during COVID, you know, we do all this tourism work and everything too. And, you know, COVID changed everything, and we ended up going, hey, it's not a money thing. It's through a platform called Trusted House Sitters. They were on our show, and we're like, oh, this is cool. It's a way to be socially distant and still travel and, you know,
stay
all of that.
Animals.
And, people, and so now, and it turned out to be the, we have better internet, I'm just going to say, right? And we have animals and gardens and everything. So we're learning trash across the country. I'm going to write a book, I swear to God, on trash. And I'll say the Pacific Northwest kicks butt. I mean, your recycling bins here are giant, and then you get these tiny little bins for your trash, and they
which even have
composting bins that go out, and they have, I mean, it's like, yay, this is, it is possible. And then some areas burn trash, you know?
I grew up, my dad was a biology teacher, and that was my childhood. We did all that. I mean, we separated trash, my earliest memories. I mean, your dad's a biology teacher. You're into all that from the get-go, and as I mentioned, two of the young people on my staff have sustainability degrees. So
that's
it
awesome.
Can be done. We can do it together and still enjoy a fabulous hot cocktail at the same time.
Well, I love that you're also a woman leading this, you know, because you're right. You don't see that many. I mean, even in what we do, how many times Nancy and I have gone to a meeting for a mother-daughter team and they go, because he's the salesperson, which is on my side. Now, how many times it's the older men, really, who've gone.
They say the worst things.
I remember this one meeting. It stuck with us for years. This guy goes, which one is, excuse my language, I didn't say it, but I'm repeating. Which one of you are the bullshitters? Which one of you is the sales bullshitter? And I'm like, listen, nothing goes in the world without a sale being made. Nothing.
Well, including
his
business.
Yeah, you don't have. Why?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
And I do. I am the chief salesperson for our organization. I'm the believer, right? I'm the one running it. If I don't believe in it, and I come out of the food and beverage industry, so we're really grounded in numbers. We're really fact based, and so I am the best salesperson. So I am the face, and I go in and make it happen. But in this industry, in the alcohol industry in particular, there is a, women and the role of women, you know, historically, and beer tents and golf courses whatever.
You're either the one selling cigarettes with a little thingy on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you know, being in the room, I mean, I'm proud to be our chief, salesperson, but it is an interesting industry to grab the room, have the credibility. And it's one good thing is I'm old. And so I have done a few things in my life.
Don't say that. You're
which
not.
Which helps me
nothing.
In the room. Yeah, which helps me in the room, I will say.
No,
so
experienced. Not old, but experienced.
Yeah, yes. Highly veteran. Highly veteran.
Highly experienced.
Exactly.
But this is what we're seeing. Like that guy with the two of us, he's going, which one of the two? Like he didn't know what to do because normally it's the dude, right? And
yes,
I'm like,
exactly.
Well,
he didn't look
for
at.
Us salespeople
right.
because this is our company. No one is ever going to sell our company better than us, ever.
Right, that's right.
And that's that.
Right.
Like what
you're
saying, it's like what's for you. And it's like, this is our life. And over the years now, I'm watching what's happening in the world of wine, and I think this coming issue of Eat, Drink, Be Merry magazine, almost every wine article in it features women and wine. And it's something that it's been taking years. It's not necessarily that women were not in the wine industry, but they're always hidden. And the guy was on the front cover of the magazine kind of thing. Not ours. We didn't do that. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? It's
It's everything. I didn't think at 60 that I would still be pioneering, to be honest.
Have to pioneer for our bodies. So, did I say that? I didn't mean to.
I mean,
but
it is.
True.
Yeah, it is interesting how far we haven't come. Sometimes that gets discouraging to me, and other times I'm like, okay, well, if, you know, better me. I have a 33-year-old daughter, so, you know, I still have her in mind. Is you just push through and make it happen. And if it's got to be me, then okay, it'll be me. And, of course, I'm surrounded by fabulous men in our company as well who are really – you know, supportive and, you know, work hard on our behalf. So we're a diverse organization. And I think that's the key thing in all of this is just valuing everyone. We don't all have to agree. We all may get to the end point a different way, but there should be respect in listening to each other.
Right.
And in the end, I'm the boss, so I get to decide. So there you go.
But okay, but here's an interesting scientific fact. Women have more taste buds than men.
True. Oh, no, that's true. Super tasters. That's absolutely true. Women are super tasters.
Exactly.
Right.
So, therefore, one could assume we know.
No, that is true.
We have so many male chefs. And that's
it is.
It's so weird. The woman belongs in the kitchen, but then the chef, all the famous chefs were men at the beginning, you know. Other than Julia Childs, right, and a few others, it was like, it was all men. Now women had to fight for that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I love that you're a woman at the forefront of this coming because what you've done is genius. We really appreciate it because we travel. And so you could be in a hotel room, and I'm telling you, everybody knows we always travel with some kind of hard liquor in our suitcase somewhere because you never know when you're stuck in the middle of the desert in a car thing. You never know. No. It's true.
Yeah, it's snowstorm.
And it's disinfectant.
It
we always do. We always have wine. People always know, oh, the girls always bring their wine. We do. And we even have bags, the Portovino bag that hides wine. So check that out. It's really cool.
Nice.
But it's, we're not luscious. We're not stupid. But we do enjoy our cocktail time. And when sometimes when you get on the road and you can check into a hotel and you go, uh-oh. But you have a microwave. You can actually do that. So we're going to take – now, I wanted to touch on this. You've got your spiked cider, which we have not dipped into yet, and I'm saving it. You know why?
Oh, yeah.
I have an insulated thing. People can do thermoses of hot water.
Right.
We're going to Crater Lake. That's the plan. Hopefully it'll
actually
work.
Nice. Okay.
It's still cold here. Well, other people don't think it's cold, but we think it's cold.
We do.
But I figured a little bit of hot spiked cider.
Yeah. So let me tell you what's in there. Yeah. So what's in there is vodka and then our Michigan hard cider. So that's like local stuff. And then some cinnamon on the back notes. So it is. It really is. And I know this is disingenuous because it's my company, but it is fabulous. It really, really, really is.
Well, I think
my
if
husband
we can overlook
in
Crater Lake and have that, that's like...
Oh, no. You will enjoy it. If you want to dial up the cinnamon side, you can add some Fireball. You should take it just as is, and it's very drinkable. So by the time you're done with your mug, the vodka and everything kicks in. So our drinks range between 60 and like 76 proof, and you're adding water, and so when it dilutes, you're back around 5 to 7% alcohol by volume. So it's like a glass of wine, you know, a beer. But they're drinkable. It's just that you're sipping, right? You're sipping, you're relaxing. And so it just sort of creeps up on you. And when you're done, you're not cranky anymore. If you were cranky to start, you're not anymore. Right. Exactly.
It's the perfect cup, whichever your flavor preference is, right? Ending
the
day
Mexican,
with a book. Coffee. And it works. Your Mexican coffee.
I pay a lot for that tequila, so I'm glad you like it, because when I go to the distillery, I pet the tequila, you know, cask and the Irish, you know, whiskey. So, of course, we have an Irish whiskey and Irish coffee. The Mexican is our distillery's favorite. It's our most nuanced. It's the most sort of drinker's drink, sipper drink with that is a Colombian roast coffee in it, a little Mexican chocolate on the back, and then if your taste buds pick it up, a little berry even behind that. Do you add cream or do you take it straight?
No. Straight. Boom.
Yeah. You might want to try, which is totally fine, and I get that. You might want to one time try it with a little bit of cream because it brings out that Mexican chocolate a little bit.
Okay.
And the berry, our mixologist is like, try it with a little bit of cream. It drinks totally differently than it does black, but, super, super good. The Irish coffee and the Mexican, obviously, the flavor of Irish whiskey, the flavor of that very smooth tequila is forward. On the mint, the hot blonde, it's more flavor forward, the malty vanilla or the minty chocolate, because they're vodka-based. And so it's in there. But the vodka is not in your face as much. They're more like boozy vanilla lattes from Starbucks or like a minty mocha.
It's all very subtle and smooth.
Yes.
All of them. And I was really shocked. Honestly, I was shocked. I was like, you didn't tell me this comes out of a little pod? And no, it's quality. And both of us were like, no way. Try this.
Yep.
Try it in this way. Put it. We've done the Keurig. We've done it without a Keurig. Because, like I said, we're in different settings all the time. So we're really good. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm going, this is really cool. We can take a thermos of hot water and take it to the park. You know, we can
and
do
that
this.
Is what I
you
do.
Know? So, I mean, I look at everyone road tripping. I know one lady on Facebook, like, we're a huge network of travel writers, food, wine, travel writers. And I posted when we first got them. And one lady's like, these are fabulous. I have a friend that takes me to all their horse riding camps. Like, all of that kind of thing. And the way the packaging is really transferable, like, transportable, I should say. Sorry, I'm having a little cocktail. But it works. And I think you've got a fantastic product. I do have
I
to
really
ask
appreciate
you,
that.
Yep. Happy hour question. Who are you going to spend happy hour with? And where?
Well, it's got to be Iron. For me, I mean, not going to surprise you. It's got to be Iron Chef Alex Gornishelli. I mean, doesn't it have to be?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with her?
Absolutely.
I mean, she's just the
badass.
Boss.
Yes,
oh,
she
yeah,
is.
She is. She really is. I mean, she's just calm, cool.
And she takes shots, too.
Oh, I know. She does. And she, she spent a lot of time in France. With my best friends, our best times are over fondue at the island in the kitchen. I just think Alex could hang with us. And obviously, she spent like 7 years or something in France. She could do a killer fondue or raclette, show us how it's done. And, and then she's got a chocolate cake recipe that calls for instant coffee. That our concentrate's great in. Because you can cook with our stuff. It's a concentrate, just like you would do with any booze or coffee. So, and she's so calm. I'm kind of a higher wound up A personality. She's always like poised, calm. I just really admire her. Plus, I think she would just put on a fabulous meal, and I'm all about the booze. So it would be like lemon drops and Spanish sangria while we're cooking, and then we'd switch over to our boozy brews with some chocolate cake. And then I think Miranda Lambert's new – I don't know if you've seen her new album out, but she's got a new song called Actin' Up. We're playing that in the background. Alex, my girlfriend's eating, drinking. That's my idea of a good time.
Sounds awesome. And listen, you're in Michigan. I can't wait.
Yep.
You know what? I'm taking your Cask and Kettle to my high school reunion, not a whole high school reunion. It's my best friend from South Africa when I graduated. I haven't seen her for 30 years, is coming over, and we're going to be in a cabin on a lake in Michigan.
Nice.
So that's it.
Have a great time. That sounds great.
Cask and Kettle is happening on the lake. I'm just saying. And I told everybody we're going nighttime canoeing. So I love it. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
and
for having me. Thanks, guys.
Everyone.
Appreciate it.
And thank you. Cask and Kettle USA.com is the website to go to. Thank you all for joining us for a fabulous happy hour. And keep up with us at BigBlendRadio.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye.